All right, let me tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. And guys, the winter is coming, as they say on a popular television show. Winter is coming, and you want to make sure that your window's not letting all your heat out. If you've got old crappy windows, it could just be, you know, 40% of your electricity bills floating out the window. You know who can take care of it? Allstate Siding and Windows. For over 48 years, they've been helping people save up to 40% on your electric bills by installing the best quality windows and siding. And you can get 25% knocked off your window package in November. No payments for 2 years. They're family owned and operated for over 45 years. So you know they're going to be around. Military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts. Guys, these are the kind of people you want to do business with. If you want the best, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Call them at 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
The Blitz. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gow Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to weigh in, 713-780-3776. Also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. He might read it if he doesn't like it, just so that he can participate in the show. This is his chance. Help him out. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or go to Twitch and find ESPN975. Either way, you can watch us and put your comments in the chat. Remember, it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it.
Hey, Aaron, since we've got TV in here now, will you put this TV on ESPNU? Yeah. Thanks.
Now you can watch basketball.
Yeah.
So, speaking of basketball, we're out early at 6:30 today for A&M versus Northwestern State.
Aggie Hoop taking over.
Somebody asked you to go to WO's Bar, Fred. Yeah, that place is walking distance from where we bought. So, I've been there a couple of times already. Probably not this weekend, but the next, we're going to get over there and get some... what we have to do now is kind of stake off where we want to get cleared, and once we do that, we'll be moving forward. So, probably about a year away from having it set up the way we want,
having a livable space.
Yeah, because we're probably going to buy a house that's already put together to move there, because that'll speed it up a little bit.
Okay,
rather than build from scratch. But you know, we've been a little busy, so we haven't had time to mess with that. And but it's a long term project. Yeah, and yes, that's where Barry Standup was at. I've made fun of him several times. Last time I was there, I took a picture and said, hey, they still love you here, buddy. 713-780-ESPN. Coach says, didn't get a chance to text yesterday, but I think Fred should Thanos all the people who recline on a plane. Yeah.
I was behind a recline.
Yeah. The thing is, it wasn't, like, I was on the way, and it wasn't that bad because the seats were, you know, there's a lot more room on those flights. But when I had the tray there, I couldn't do anything because there just wasn't enough room. So I spent the money to upgrade on the way back. I wasn't going to deal with that on the way home. But to their credit, and I can't say enough cool stuff about British Airways, like one of the flights, the really cute one on the way over, just came up, and
all of them were cute on the way over.
I know. The way back, there were a couple, but
yeah.
But the way there, I mean, there were two that were just...
Yeah, it was...
I kind of made fun of how unattractive the women were in England. Those two...
Because all the hot ones work for British Airways.
They do. They do. But
it tricks you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to the land of milk and honey. And then you get there and it's like, whoa.
No, it's the land of tar. but she politely went up and asked the guy to move his seat up when I was trying to eat because there wasn't enough room. And he did. So that was cool. But the way back, I spent the extra money to move up. And I'll tell you what. They have like this business class, and they've got like these shelves where, yeah, which make no sense.
What, what are you doing with a shelf?
Who needs all that?
You put your alarm clock there, like a picture of your family. Yeah. What are you doing with that?
So basically, their Economy Plus, or what they call World Traveler Plus, it's the same as getting real first class domestically.
Okay.
There's plenty of room. You get all this kind of free stuff with it. I mean, the booze was free on the flight anyway for everybody. But there you get better meals and stuff like that. So it's that would be my recommendation if you're going to fly, is go ahead and do the World Traveler Plus. But you don't need to do the Business Plus because it's a lot more money to just have a shell. I don't need a shell.
Yeah.
It's is that Hank?
Hank.
What's up, Hank?
Hello, boys. I've got $500. It says the Baylor TCU game. I'm just going to see, do I take Baylor? Or do I take a TCU? Both of them. TCU's got a good defense, but Baylor, hell, they're undefeated. What do I do? I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, I mentioned this earlier in the show, and I'm not one to tell you how to spend your $500, but I like TCU. I mean, I'd like them a lot more if I was getting a three. Right now, I'm seeing a lot of 2.5s, but I think Baylor is. I think Baylor's in. Not a favorable spot here. And TCU's, they're tough at home. You know, I don't think TCU's very good, but I think TCU's tough to beat at home.
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on that game. I'm kind of out of the bet against Baylor bit.
Because I want to be out of it. I certainly want to be out of it. But, yeah, this is it's a tough one to pass up on because it just seems like a good spot for TCU.
If it were me, I would bet 100 on it and take the other 400 and just buy a bunch of great alcohol.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Chill.
I was telling you, we were talking during the break about the two of the most profitable things this season has been, one has been betting against UMass.
And Akron.
They can't figure out the numbers on UMass. Like, there's not numbers big enough for
last UMass. And last week was just an easy cover on a huge number.
Close.
It was
wasn't
like
even close.
23.5, and they had it at halftime.
But I've also been making a lot of money fading, either betting on service academies who are, you know, if short favorites or underdogs, especially if they're a double-digit underdog, and fading service academies when they're double-digit favorites. And now, Army minus 35 against UMass. It's like, what do I do? It's an unbelievable matchup.
It's your two worlds colliding.
It is. And Akron, you mentioned, they're off this week. So there's no free money to be made, unfortunately. I don't know I don't know what to do in this situation. But I think I'm going to end up just staying away from the game altogether. But it is a...
But you know what? It makes me want to violate one of my big rules, which is when you have a spread that big, take the over, because usually a team that can score that much could do the over by themselves.
Yeah.
I think I'd lean under there because I don't think UMass is going to be able to do anything against them.
And then
the total's only like 63.5 with a 35 point spread.
The other team, the other service academy team that's playing this week is Air Force, and they're 21 point favorites at New Mexico. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to bet on New Mexico either. These are like worst case scenario. New Mexico's
friends don't let friends bet on New Mexico.
They're Western UMass.
yeah. 713-780 ESPN. Ron said he sat next to you on the flight there.
Yeah.
Also, he was in awe of the flight hot flight attendants.
Yeah, Ron was my dude, and yeah. Ron and I would kind of give each other a look when a hot flight attendant would walk by. I think Ron's wife may have caught him glancing once. Yeah,
see, I was in a tough spot because my wife was sitting right behind me. So yeah. I had to kind of look back and make sure she was asleep before I actually, you know, flirted.
Yeah. Good
call.
But
they were pleasant as hell, too. It wasn't just that they were hot. Like, sir, could you please move your seat up, please, to help the gentleman behind you? And then she'd give you that little smile. I'm like, God, this is English women. I'm in. And then you get there, and they all look like Winston Churchill. Pretty much. Winston Churchill with a wig. Margaret Thatcher's. There were a lot of Margaret Thatcher's there. Which is so weird, and you know, I don't want to sound like a, because I'm nothing to look at. Believe me, I'm not putting it that way. But especially the area we were at, there's all these really handsome young men, well dressed. They all look like the dapper Englishmen that you expect, and all the women hanging out with them looked like well dressed Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah,
and I'm just thinking, you know, these poor guys. There's like five handsomes there, and this one girl, and one of them's gonna take her home. And I'm kind of like, really, guys? Yeah. I feel bad for you. I said this yesterday. If you're a hot, like you're, even if you're a 5 or a 6, move to England if you're a female. You'll crush.
Lamont says, can you do a British Clint? That's tough.
Oh, that would be tough.
Hey, boys. You know, you want to know something? Let me tell you a little something. I played for the Manchester United. And let me tell you, I was at the top level. Let me tell you, the top of the top level.
Oh, that's tough.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cross between your Peaky Blinders and the Baytown Badass.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know what I like? I don't like that crappy London tea. I like Liverpool tea. You want to grow up big and strong? Liverpool tea. That's what you need.
How's that, Lamont? As good as I get.
Got to say, nice job. Somebody asks, is there a TV show out there that could be worthy of a segment like you guys did with Game of Thrones?
No.
You missed your Game of Thrones segment. We talked about that at the time. Because everything is Netflix now and Amazon and it all drops at once, I don't know that we're going to get that. HBO still does the week-to-week thing, but unless we all get into a show.
And really, the shows that we've set aside segments for in the history of our show, which were Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead,
Banshee,
and
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. I think that might be it. Maybe Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we did. At the end, we were doing Breaking Bad segments.
So, what all of those, with the exception of Banshee, had in common was that they were like global phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like everybody was talking. It was water cooler talk. We talked about Banshee every day because we enjoyed it. And
Banshee was kind of like the hot indie band that we all fell in love with.
Exactly.
And it started getting really popular at the end.
Yeah.
But we also had Matty Roush on with us, who was on the show, and he would do recaps with us. So that one was a little different. Also my...
But otherwise, it's got to be a show that everybody's watching. You know what I mean? And most everybody was watching those shows at the time.
Somebody mentioned we talked a lot of True Detective the first year.
That's true, too. Same thing.
Yeah.
It was, everybody was watching it. It was amazing television.
And I think
it was water cooler.
Maybe the closest one since then, and it didn't really, and again, it all dropped at once. So when you talk about it, you're talking about the whole thing, but The Boys had quite a...
Yeah, we talked about that.
And we did talk about it, but it was also weird because Aaron and I saw it first, and then you had to catch up, and by the time you did... It wasn't the hot topic anymore. And also, it's just hard to talk about a show like that.
Because you don't know how far ahead someone is.
Right. Or don't want to. And we were real careful about that, too. We didn't want to give spoilers to something when it's only a week old just because we watched it in a day. Because you know people don't always have time for that. So,
but if another show comes on network or cable that's worth talking about, I'm sure we'll talk about it. Yeah. It hasn't lately.
We used to do Justified as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, again, that's a small group. And...
That was more in the Banshee niche group that we just found that show was just great.
And it's possible that'll happen again. And when it does, you know, and sometimes if it's one that we just love and want to talk about that we want to get you guys into, we do that. That's what we did with Banshee.
Yep.
So I'm not going to say never, but I do think it's going to be hard because, frankly, just the way we consume television.
The way it'll happen is there'll be a show on HBO or something like that that's so great, but... Right now, there's not one.
I think there's potential for Watchmen.
Okay. We tried with Westworld, and then it was this is stupid. Not only is it's too damn hard to understand to even talk about.
I wanted to love that show, and then season two was so awful. And I'm seeing the trailers for season three, and I'm seeing Aaron Paul in it. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not falling into that trap again. I'm not. You're not getting me back.
Lamont says, I believe y'all will talk Yellowstone. That's another good one. That's another one that we both enjoy.
Yeah, I think it'll be real interesting to see where that one goes because I feel like it ended really well.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have stopped the series right there, but that was a good one too. And it's hard. It's one of those things that as we get into it and you start seeing the public reaction when people want to talk about it, those are the ones we get into. So it'll happen again. It's just, I don't know. A lot of it just happens out of nowhere. True Detective, we all just kind of watch the first one. We're like, wow.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and so that's how it happened.
All right, guys. I got to tell you guys about my computer career. Let's talk about Anna for a second. I've been telling you, back in May, she worked at Walmart. and she was not happy in life. And she was, you know what? I've got no IT experience, but I'm going to go for it. She heard an ad about my computer career, and she went for it. 4 months later, she started her own IT career, hired by another My Computer Career graduate. How cool is that? Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and be a part of the future. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no computer experience or training. Helping people start an IT career from scratch is what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and that's everything you need. Everything you need to start your new career. And then they're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Check them out today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Dog. I just broke off with a 10-piece, dog. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dog. Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't go playing ball, but I...
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you about my good friend, Dr. Linville. And for those of you who are watching on the Twitch channel, just took my hat off so you can see how much progress is being made with my hair. And it's been amazing. I mean, it's not even close to where it's going to be. And yet I already feel like I've got a nice head of hair again. And it's coming in really well. And here's what it is. If you've been thinking about doing this, I was at the point where I was just going to have to shave it. I was just, all right, I give up. And I looked into a whole bunch of things, and none of them really made sense to me, and they all seemed kind of cheesy and hair plugs. I didn't want to do stuff like that. Well, I talked to Dr. Linville, and it was a game changer. Because basically what he does, he extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. So it's your own hair, and they use the NeoGraft procedure. And believe me, it is so amazing. And the hair is growing out really nicely. And even when I ran into some friends in England, they're like, wow, your hair is really looking good. And it's like, yeah, well, I went to Dr. Linville. Well, you can't go to Dr. Linville in England. But you can sure go to them here. Free consultation for ESPN listeners. So if you're on the fence and you're trying to think about what to do, just go talk to them. Go to 975hair.com. 975hair.com. I guarantee you it will change your life. Get your hair back. 975hair.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Lamont nailed something. Said The Blitz was big on Fargo until the spaceship. Yeah. Better Call Saul, we talked about some.
That's, yeah, that is one that we still talk about.
Yeah, although that's like on a 2-year hiatus.
Yeah, they do shows when they feel like it, I guess.
Yeah, but. Erock says, I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks Westworld is just bad.
It was good the first season.
The first season, it wasn't... Well, I had high expectations because, you know, robots having sex. How could I not?
Yeah.
And robots shooting people. But it by the end of the first season, it was kind of like, okay, good, not great. And then the second season was just awful. And you know, I hope in my next career I can do some TV writing. One thing I won't do is let's do different timelines that make no sense. Mm. And then at the end of the season, you look up and go, oh, that all made perfect sense. That's, to me, that is just, it's so lame and so many people are doing it now. If you're going to do timelines, do like they did on The Last True Detective.
Yeah, where they go in and out of
it. It was clear what was going on. And Westworld was just so disjointed and made no sense. And it's basically like, we're just going to throw a bunch of crap together. And then the last episode, it's all going to make sense to you. And even then it didn't. That's a fail.
Yeah.
So, I would love. I think before I die, I'd love to do some writing for a TV show. That'd be really cool. So, it doesn't have to be anything like that. I'll write for Chicago PD. I can write some good stuff for that.
Get that guy to talk like this the whole time.
All right. I've been talking. I teased this like 4 times, so I want to get to it before the show's over. But. Have you seen, you brought up what was going on with the Stick to Sports and Deadspin a couple weeks ago. Have you seen what's happened since?
Everybody's leaving.
Everybody quit. And now, let me back up and give people some background if you're not familiar with the story. Deadspin, at one time, was a really good website. Very funny. I've been out on it since that hatchet piece they did on RJ Bell, which was just full of holes and really poorly done. But, there's a lot of people, that was... at for a time, that was a real groundbreaking website.
That was
the one that broke the Brett Favre tiny penis pictures.
Yep.
And they really changed things. And that was back when AJ DeLario and people like that were involved. But really cool website. Very, you know, one of those like kind of led to what Barstool's become. Barstool's kind of taken a different direction. Kind of what we did with Houston Sports and stuff. Very, very similar. Fun and biting and out there. Well, last couple of years, it's kind of, well, since they sold it, it's sort of devolved. I mean, I really haven't found it that interesting. But what happened was they brought in a new editorial director, and he basically told them, stick to sports.
Yeah.
Which, that's not the most interesting part of that website. The sports is okay, but the more interesting stuff is when they went off the rails. Well, the editor didn't listen to that, and he basically was forced to resign. And so all the employees... And by the way, Steven Uzik has a really good wrap-up on this on Sports Map today. But the one thing they started doing was putting autoplay video ads, started talking about doing slideshows, all the things that you will not see on Sports Map. At least I'll say that right now. Wait till I get to my point. But everybody just resigned and quit. So if you've been watching the last few days, you'll see an occasional story, and it all just says Deadspin on it. It doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
And that's because the editor who chased everybody off has been writing him. Well, now he's resigned.
Yeah, so the guy who made everybody quit, he's quit now.
Yeah.
The site is basically just gone.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's going to survive.
Now, I'm almost certain it's not going to.
Yeah. And
but that's what they get. Why would you buy Deadspin and then tell it, hey, don't be Deadspin. Don't be what you've been.
Well, that's the problem. Now, this is where the whole business and now I have to say the fact that the Deadspin staff is trying to come off as the honorable journalists who won't fall for this is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, integrity. The site doesn't have any integrity. It never did. There's a reason you got sued by, you know, there's a reason Gizmodo got sued. There's a reason RJ was suing him. So that part of it, let's erase. What it comes down to is business versus content. And you and I deal with this every day with the show. I deal with it every day on Sports Map. And having a good reader experience is the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
That's why what I've always said, no slideshows, no pop-ups, you know, no auto video plays. Because if you're reading the site, it's distracting. We have great ads on there and we love our advertisers and we make sure they get, and we hope you click on them, by the way, so that we don't have to do stuff like that. But from a radio perspective, there's things that, you know, we don't want to do that interfere with the show. And so we try to avoid things like that. We want it to be a great listener experience. We want it to be a great reader experience. However, there's business comes into play on everything. And as much as I don't like it, if somebody came in and paid us a ridiculous amount of money to have a video playing on Sports Map, if it meant that the company's going to make more money, significant money. It'd have to be significant, by the way, if you're thinking about calling and trying to do this, like much more than the value would be. I'd have to do it. If it meant I could pay my people more money.
But you said you would never do it.
No, I said the plan is to never do it.
No, you said you'll never do it.
No, I've said I will never do slideshows.
Yes.
And I don't, and we won't do pop-ups. But if somebody came with an offer, just like if somebody offered to buy the site for more money than it's worth, I would be stupid not to listen. And now I have no intention of that, and hopefully Todd has no intention of doing those. But if somebody came to us with a ridiculous offer to have a pop-up ad, I'd be stupid not to think about it. And you have to weigh what's best for the readers versus what's best for the company. So in this case, you know, I think the fact that they all quit had to do with the stick to sports thing. That's another thing that content wise, you do have to, sometimes you have to do what the bosses say.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, leave. And that's what they did. But,
and now nothing's been posted since Monday.
Yeah. And what's it say on it? Deadspin? That I think the editor was doing it who just resigned. So it's a shame that the site's fallen apart and it's probably going away for good.
I can't imagine that it's, yeah. I mean,
But it's also one of those that you have to work. And now that this guy's resigned, you wonder what the hell is going on. Whenever you have a new company comes in and buy something, it's either going to be really good for you or really bad. And in this case, it was really bad. They wanted to change the site into something else. And frankly, Sports Illustrated got bought. They're trying to become Deadspin. It's really weird how things work. And in the whole media landscape, to me, you have to be, number one, you have to be responsive to your readers and your listeners. And you have to give them what they want. And no, there's not a reader in the world that says, I want pop-up ads.
No.
If you do, raise your hand and then put it down because you're lying. You don't want videos popping up on your phone and playing automatically.
No.
And that takes away from the experience. So if somebody's going to do that, they should have to pay a ridiculous premium for it. But that's the problem. Too many people, we'll take the quick buck. We'll take whatever dollars we can get. Fortunately, we don't have to do that. We can if we don't want to do an advertiser, we can say, I'm sorry, you're not for us.
But you can also, to have a successful site these days, you have to offer something different. And that's what Deadspin did, is they offered something different. People didn't go to Deadspin for the scores of the game.
No.
That was when they made Deadspin, that was never the intent for it to be ESPN.com, because if you try to start ESPN.com today, or an ESPN.com competitor, you're wasting your time. You're too far behind in the race. There's nothing you can do. So you've got to do something different. Deadspin had something different, and then they were like, well, let's turn into ESPN.com.
Well, nobody needs
How's
that
going to work? And yeah, who's looking for that? So I think it's really a shame, but it's also really foolish that they brought in someone who that was his philosophy.
Well, and that's the thing. When they bought it, their thought was, okay, well, this is what we want it to be. Well, don't buy it then.
Yeah.
You could have started a website like that from scratch. And if you're somebody who worked there, then it's like, well, this is not what I signed up for. And, you know, that's your choice to go work somewhere else. But the reality is, if you want to be a successful website, you got to be different. And they were different. Now, the last couple of years, they haven't been. To me, they've been, Barstool does the same thing. There's so many other sites that do what they did and do it better that they did need to make some changes. But going traditional was not the way to do it. They needed to go more off the rails, a lot less sticking to sports. And I kind of think, like when we started ours, the idea was not to go, we're not going to write news stories on everything. I mean, we do a lot of news stories when stuff happens because sometimes people aren't around there, they don't hear about it or whatever. But our thing was, we're going to do commentary. We're going to have people having opinions about something. And so if the news breaks, we'll have a breaking news story, but we'll have commentary on it, opinion, just like we do on the radio. And people have responded to that. And that's what works for us. And we'll drift off of sports here. I'll never tell anybody stick to sports on this site because this is what works for us. Now, if somebody else came in and tried to start that, they're not going to be as successful because they don't have on-air personalities like we have that have opinions.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, just doing the show that we've done for now 10 years and really what I've done my entire radio career, I've never been a guy who was going to try to do what Charlie Polillo does because I'm not as good at that as Charlie Polillo. So I was never going to try to be the smartest guy in the room. I was just going to try to have opinions on what I've got opinions on and try and make some people laugh. And it's all about what flavor you're into and what you're looking for. But, I've never been a guy who I don't want you to come here for, because I'm going to be interviewing the head coach of so-and-so. I'll be interviewing the president of this organization or
Jeff Luno Phil Steele, the guys that Charlie has on. That's not what you do.
Yeah. So, everybody's got to be what they are and don't try to be something you're not. If I come in here and I'm trying to like box score bleep you, then I don't think my show's going to be very good because that's not what I'm good at.
No. And the reality is that people tune in to be entertained. At least the listeners that we have, they want to be entertained. They want to hear your Baytown Badass impressions, and they want to get some gambling information, and they want us to get them home in one piece when they're stuck in traffic for 3 hours. And that's basically it. So that's what we do. But there are, like what Charlie does, there are people who love that. They love that, and that's what they want. And that's the cool thing about the website is you get a little bit of all of that in that you get Charlie's videos, where which are very similar to what he does on the show. If you don't want to do 2 hours of Charlie, you can catch a minute and a half video of him on the website. And it's the same content. And so, you know, but it works for us. And, you know, we just had a record month on the website, so clearly it's working. But, you know, the thing is, we're fortunate in that Mr. Gal says, just turns me loose on it, says, do what you want with the website. So Brandon and I and Josh have free reign. We don't have anybody telling us stick to sports. We don't have anybody telling us we're going to put pop-up ads on there. We're fortunate that way. But what if the company got sold tomorrow? And let's say Hearst bought us,
yeah,
God forbid, and wanted to turn it into cron.com. You think I'm sticking around for that?
No.
Well, I mean, probably need the money, but it would be hard, because then you'd have somebody coming, and that's exactly what happened to them. You'd have somebody coming in saying, listen, we don't want you doing what's been working for you. We want you to do what we do.
Right.
And so I get all of them quitting, and it's a shame that the site's kind of gone the way it has, but you know, it's the landscape changes all the time.
But also maybe it ran its course.
Yeah, I think it did run its course. And I think once the whole Gizmodo thing happened, and the whole Kogan thing, I think they were basically, that was the beginning of the end. And once they sold it, it got worse. And I think a lot of these people who are buying media companies right now kind of think they know what works. And again, the guys who bought Sports Illustrated, same thing. I think they're going to, you can mark my words, that thing will be dead in 10 years.
Yeah.
And this is particularly interesting to me, and I know we're over, I'll get to it, but I'm always interested in this, because that's kind of what we're doing here at Gal Media, is creating new media companies and buying media companies. And I think that, you know, we've done a lot right, we've done a few things wrong, but the reality is, you know, this is kind of the future of our companies on the digital side, and we know that. So when this happens, I mean, I look at it really closely to figure out what went wrong, what went right, because those are mistakes we don't want to make. And in this case, I think we're in a good spot. We don't have to worry about that. But you've got to be really careful, because all it takes is one bad incident, and your site will lose credibility. You'll lose the people who are going to it. We'll lose listeners.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I that's something that I think about all the time, that you want to avoid. What I don't avoid is shaving. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I didn't shave on the plane yesterday. So when we went to the party last night, I looked like a homeless. But I was able to shave this morning. I feel so much better because of it, too, thanks to my blades from Harry's. And guys have been shaving for over 5,000 years, whether it's shark teeth or whether it's a Bowie knife or whatever. What mattered was a close, comfortable shave. And that's what Harry's does. And they got a great offer for you right now. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping if you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And they're all about the basics. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade when you need replacements. Convenience. You can get it mailed right to your door. That simple. And quality. That's it. And they believe in it so much, if you don't love your shave, let them know. You'll get a full refund. So how about this? Amazing offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR to claim your offer.
You need a taste of your own medicine.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, we'll get back on clock here. That's my fault. That's just a topic I was interested in, so sorry to overdo it. But
habitual line stepper.
Oh, you know, sometimes... sometimes things interest me, that's all. And this one does in particular, because we're, you know, we're a media company. We're trying to do a lot of things. And I study, believe me, I study a lot of what all these sites do, because I want to know what works and what doesn't. And MB said, Fred basically just admitted that he can be bought. Who can't? I mean, if Like, if somebody came and offered us a ridiculous amount of money for Sports Map tomorrow, as much as I love the site, as much as we put into it, if it was something that was going to make this company a lot of money and make everything better here, you'd have to listen.
I say this all the time. If anyone comes up to you and think about all the things that you own, and I always say the one exception I might make is a dog.
Yeah, like my dog's not for sale.
Your dogs are different because they're not your kids, but you know,
once they're attached to you, you'd be doing them a disservice.
But what other than your dogs do you own that if someone came up to you and said, "I'll give you five times what you paid for that," that you wouldn't sell it? Do you have anything?
I have the only thing that I would consider is my Les Paul that's like my dad bought for me, and it's the only thing I have left from him. But it's worth a lot now. If somebody were to say five times that,
I mean,
that would buy me a lot of stuff for my land. So
I don't have my parents are still alive. I don't have anything that's like, I mean, there's been things that have been like handed down to me, but even, I mean, I didn't pay for those. So that's a little bit different, but anything that I can go to a store and buy or create, and I've invested this much to create it, and then someone comes around offering me five times what I paid for it, that's why you, that's just good business.
My hope is that when I die, my daughter will get that guitar and it'll stay in the family.
Yeah.
But if somebody offered me 75 grand for it,
it'd be hard to say no.
It would be hard to say no. I mean, and it's worth between 10 and 15. Okay. But if somebody offered me 75 grand for it, I'd probably take it. And with the website, absolutely. If somebody offered us $10 million for that site, I'd be in Mr. Gow's office saying,
yeah,
what's my cut, boss?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you get into business, is to make money. And yeah, for somebody to do something like put a video ad on the site, then that would have to be a premium that would be basically business changing money, as far as I'm concerned. Like it would have to take us from being profitable to ridiculously profitable for me to impact the viewing experience. For us to do that, it would have to be so much money that it enabled us to make the site better in some other ways.
Yeah.
That's it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you get to watch the Masvidal fight yet?
Yes. I was impressed. I mean, what I will say is if Diaz was going to have a chance in that fight, he would have needed it to go into the fourth and fifth rounds, which he never got to see because they stopped it between the third and the fourth. But Diaz's gas tank is just so incredible that he picks up steam as the fight goes on. But through three rounds, there was no question, you know, Masvidal was dominating him. So really impressive showing. Now Masvidal is talking about a fight with Canelo, which I wish MMA fighters would stop doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, you know, there's a reason why, with the exception of James Toney, who learned a very quick lesson, MMA fighters aren't saying, oh, yeah, or boxers aren't saying, yeah, let's see who wins in the cage. No, they stick to their sport.
Well, you know why? Because they see how much money these boxers make. Look how much money Conor made for his one fight.
Exactly.
And go fight one time, make $100 million, get your ass kicked, doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's what Masvidal's trying to do.
And then everybody will say, well, you know what, you were a...
But come on. Yeah. I want to see good fights. I don't want to see some guy who has no chance against a world-class boxer. I mean, world-class boxers can barely beat can't beat Canelo.
Yeah.
You know, if Triple G, well, Triple G could.
Triple G can't
beat Canelo. Trust me, Masvidal can't.
Somebody texted in, did you see about that woman who killed her three kids? Yeah, that's a horrible story, but apparently the husband works with him.
A new one?
No, this is the one that happened, I guess, the first when we were out of town.
Oh, I didn't see it. Was it here in Houston?
Yeah, shot and killed her own kids and then killed herself. What do we say about murder-suicide? Just skip the first part of it. You know, it'd be bad enough that those kids were going to grow up without a mom, but they deserved a chance, man.
That sucks.
It just sucks. All right, quick break. Come back. We'll have a gem of the day.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. World-renowned Beatles expert Howard Goodall is coming to Houston to share his insights into the creative genius of the Beatles. The one-of-a-kind event will take place Monday, December 16th at the beautiful George Theater. Thanks to St. Luke's Music with Friends, Jaguar Houston Central. Jaguar? Jaguar Houston Central.
Jaguar.
I've been in England. I'm going to say Jaguar. Land Rover Houston Central and Momentum Mini. Doors open at 6:30. Includes light bites both before and after Goodall's presentation, plus a Q&A with Ken Hoffman, perhaps Houston's biggest Beatles fan and second most famous Hoffman. This is an exceptional rare opportunity. The first time Goodall has given his presentation on the Beatles in the United States. Tickets are now on sale at sportsmap.com. Right there at the top of the editor's pick. So easy to find. A couple of things from the Twitch. Somebody asked if we had watched El Camino yet. We talked about that the other day. I thought it was meh.
I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was anything special, nothing to write home about.
I had low expectations because I didn't like the character, and the whole thing was based on him, but I thought they did a good job with it. It just felt like an episode that I didn't need to see. But, you know, it was okay.
Hey, what do you think of Kawhi Leonard being held out on the back-to-backs, basically the front end of the back-to-back? He got held out on one back October 30th because they had back-to-back 30th and 31st. He was held out, and now he's being held out tonight against Milwaukee. So you could have had a Kawhi versus Giannis matchup. It's nationally televised, and Kawhi's sitting out for load management purposes. At some point, do you think the NBA steps in and says, guys, you can't sit your star players on nationally televised games? Because, I mean, honestly, what interest is there in a Bucks-Clippers game if Kawhi's not playing?
Well, let's be honest. It's November 6th. What interest is there anyway? I have no problem with it because the reality is we're talking about a guy with an injury history, and when you brought him on, you knew you were going to do this. You were going to have load management or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a hardcore fan who really wants to see the matchup, then, yeah, it sucks for you. But the reality is it's a long season. Keep the guy healthy for the playoffs. That's what you brought him in for, was to win a championship.
Yeah.
And I didn't have problems when Popovich used to do it. I don't have problems now. And it's, you know, yeah, if you're the network, then you're probably bitching to Adam Silver. But what's more important, one game, and one televised game on a Wednesday in November, or having Kawhi Leonard for the playoffs when everybody's watching?
Right.
So I don't really have a problem with it.
And then as far as the Rockets go, they get the Warriors tonight. Early start, 6:30.
Yep.
And which should be a battle of epic, epic defenses.
Yeah, that's something the Rockets are going to get figured out. I know it's early, but
are they?
Yeah, I think they will. Listen, they started like this last year playing horrible defense. They'll figure it out.
They won a game 159-158 right before we left. I guess.
Yep.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's. But we said this before the season starts. It's going to be a process for these guys to figure it out with bringing in Westbrook and, defensively they're not anywhere near where they need to be. But look how they started last year. At least they're not, off to the ridiculous however many losses they had at the beginning of the season. I don't even remember. They couldn't stop anybody. At least now they can outscore some teams.
Yeah, I don't think that they can lose to the Warriors tonight. Kevon Looney, out, hamstring.
Ouch.
D'Angelo Russell, out, ankle. Draymond Green, out, finger.
Oh, boy.
Alan Smeliak, out, right ankle. Steph Curry, out, hand. Jacob Evans, out. I mean, Klay Thompson's still out, knee.
Klay Thompson's not coming back this year.
So. They've got nothing. It is a I mean, you might have to consider now that we talked about this, I think, a little bit the other day. The Warriors might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of that. I mean, the West is pretty deep. And if those guys are going to, and depending on how long Curry's out, they can't afford to get too far behind.
No, Eric Pascal, since all these injuries started happening, he looks like he's going to be the real deal as a scorer anyway. 34 points the other night against Portland. And,
well, they just find these guys, don't they?
Well, I mean, that's a guy who was a pretty well-known college player who people thought, oh, his size doesn't really work. He's a forward, but he's like 6'6". Where does he play in the NBA? And the Warriors are like, well, we'll take him in the second round.
The Warriors and the Spurs don't care. They'll
take turn him into something.
Yeah, they do. They'll take guys wherever and turn him into something.
And I think that they may have something with him, too. So when you think about a 6'6" combo forward, it's like, oh, who's going to use that? Well, the Warriors. Now, that said, the Rockets should beat the crap out of them tonight.
Yeah, they should. And by the way, if you go early, $2 hot dogs and $5 beer.
So. All right. Well, if you're going early,
you better go now. Yeah, you got about
30 minutes. Better be pulling in if you want to be early.
Well, yeah, especially with the parking down there. Somebody asked, what year is the Les Paul? It's either 75 or 76. I always thought it was a 76. It's in great condition. It's got some, you know, it's beat up because I've used it a lot over the years, but still got all the original parts. And yeah, but it's not for sale. Like I said, unless you come up with a number that makes me go, okay, yeah, I could, you know, make a little bit, you know, have a little bit bigger pool at my place. I'll do that. But, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
We all like alcohol. Aaron, you like alcohol. AJ, you like alcohol. What do you think?
Sometimes.
What is the most you would pay for a shot of one thing? I know we paid $120 in Vegas for Pappy, but that was because I won a poker tournament.
It's up there. Probably. I mean, if I were really splurging, $200.
Yeah, I think that's my limit. Aaron?
For a shot? I mean, if I'm on my deathbed, maybe $200.
You're not going to shoot it necessarily. You can sip it.
Yeah, but like if I knew I was going to die in 6 months, would I go and pay $200 for a shot of Pappy? Yeah.
I'll tell you off air, we can get it for $30, by the way. I think we all agree none of us would pay $100,000.
No.
Well, is Kate Upton pouring it into my mouth through a part of her body?
No, no.
Come on. That's a married woman, yeah, sir.
Don't talk about her that way. Seriously.
Okay, pick out a different supermodel or actress.
Bald Natalie Portman.
For you, maybe.
Basically, the Macallan Fine and Rare 60-year-old 1926 Scotch whiskey got $1.9 million at an auction in London.
Oh, boy.
They had said they expected it to go for about $500,000.
It's too damn hot.
That works out to roughly $100,000 per shot, which is more than a 2020 Porsche 911 Carrera.
Wow.
I think I'd rather have the Porsche, because one shot of this, it doesn't last. It'd be like paying $100,000 for a prostitute. Right? You get one shot.
I can't picture it.
Well,
all right.
The previous world record for most expensive whiskey was also Macallan, distilled in 1926. It sold for 1.2 million British pounds in 2018, so about 1.5 million. But it had a hand-painted design by an Irish artist.
Yeah.
If you're spending that much for this, are you really drinking it?
I can't imagine you are. So, I mean, as soon as you open it, the value of it just plummets.
I think if you're a Saudi prince or something, and you don't care about $100,000. Yeah. It's just tip money. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, I can tell you where you don't have to pay $100,000 to get a great shot of whiskey.
Tell me, Fred.
But it's going to taste like it's worth $100,000, because that's what you get at Whitmire's. And guys, if you haven't been out to the distillery, they have so many great things going on out there. They've also got a brand new product that's on the market right now. Go to your specs and get the blend between rye and bourbon. It is fantastic. We had some here before we left for London, and it is just the great new product from Whitmire's Distilling. And you know all about their others, the Space City Vodka, everything else. They're all fantastic. You can get them all at Specs, the Texas Whiskey, all of that. But try that new bourbon rye blend. That's their biggest new release, and it is fantastic. And how about this? If you haven't booked your holiday party yet, book it now at the at Whitmire's Distilling Company, because you can do a barrel pick with your group, and they'll bottle it for you right there after you pick it, and you can take a bottle home of something that you picked out. It's a great way for team building. It's a great way for your holiday parties. Or you can just go tour the distillery and check out all their great products there. 16711 Hollister in Houston. Houston's original distillery. Houston's best distillery. You can visit them at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.